Three eastern Washington counties, with about as many people as Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood but far fewer coronavirus cases, wants to get back to business. Correspondent Nick Deshaies has more.
Lincoln, Columbia, and Garfield counties are home to about 17,000 people. Between them, the farming communities have had three coronavirus cases. Now they're asking the state health department to allow them to reopen their economies before much of the rest of the state, and with their request joining other rural counties such as the Tri-County area in the state's northeast. Garfield is the least densely populated county in the state, and it's the only one without a confirmed coronavirus case.
We have a unique community over there. I feel like that we do social distancing. You know, the population isn't a lot.
Martha Landman is the public health administrator for Columbia and Garfield counties.
Our hairdressers are one-person shops. And so the social distancing is not the same as in the big city.
Same goes for Lincoln County, says its public health administrator, Ed Desi.
And at this point in time, we haven't had a case since April 8th. So the prevalence of disease in Lincoln County is very small. If we have it here at all.
The three counties are on the state's list of 10 that can skip over the first step of reopening their economies. Other counties have to stick with phase one for at least 3 weeks. Landman and Desi have signed off on the reopening. So have the county's boards of health and commissioners, and the four hospitals in the three counties have said they can handle any surge if coronavirus comes to town. The state health department said it will work through the variants request quickly, but Desi warned it may take longer than the anticipated 3-day turnaround. I'm Nick Deshaies reporting.